Downtown Pasadena rose against the San Gabriel Mountains, dominated by the modern glass and steel building that housed Tower's premium spirits. In his corner office with floor-to-ceiling windows, Robert Towers sat at his desk. At 55, silver-haired with a commanding presence, he embodied success. The furnishings whispered old money rather than shouted new wealth. Marcus Reed, 48, and the company's coup, sat across from him with a tablet displaying spreadsheets. The Portland market is softer than projected. We're seeing resistance from established distributors, and three major restaurant groups are locked into exclusive contracts with Belmont Spirits through 2027. Robert leaned back in his leather chair, fingers steepled. What about the boutique hotel market? The new luxury developments downtown. That's where we've gained traction. The Atwater Hotel Group signed yesterday. 18 properties, exclusive pour for their premium brands. Good. That's how we did it in California, one high-end account at a time. Let Belmont have the volume business. We want the prestige accounts, the places where a $30 cocktail is standard. Robert's expression shifted. Marcus, I need to leave early today. Family matter. Everything okay? Virginia's wedding. My wife has opinions, my daughter has different opinions, and somehow I'm expected to adjudicate. Robert smiled ruefully. Give me a contentious distributor negotiation any day. At least there, everyone pretends to be reasonable. Marcus laughed. How's James handling all of this? James Chen is a smart young man. Orthopedic surgeon, Ivy League educated, comes from a good family. His father owns half the commercial real estate in Arcadia. Robert's tone was approving but measured. He's exactly the kind of man I'd want for Virginia. But between you and me? I'm not sure he knows what he's getting into. My daughter doesn't compromise easily. Wonder where she gets that from. Robert grinned. Fair point. Speaking of family, how's the situation with the Riverside warehouse? The shift in topic was deliberate, but Robert's assistant buzzed in on the intercom before Marcus could answer. Mr. Towers, your daughter Dorothy is here. She doesn't have an appointment, but... Send her in, Robert said, surprised. Robert stood as Dorothy Towers, 23, entered hesitantly. She wore academic casual clothing, jeans, and a UCLA sweatshirt. Where Virginia projected confidence and Shirley broadcast rebellion, Dorothy seemed to fold into herself. Dad, I'm sorry to interrupt. I know you're busy. Robert immediately shifted to father mode. Never too busy for you, sweetheart. What's wrong? Dorothy sat down, her hands twisting in her lap. It's about the wedding. And the family. And. I've been worried. Worried about what? About everyone. Mom's working 70-hour weeks. You're expanding into new markets while dealing with supply chain issues you never talk about. Virginia is planning a wedding while working 100-hour weeks at the firm. Shirley's fighting with everyone. And Barbara? She trailed off. Robert's voice sharpened slightly. What about Barbara? She's 18, Dad. She's about to graduate high school, and I don't think anyone's really paying attention to what she's going through. The pressure of being the youngest, of having three older sisters who've all succeeded in such visible ways. Robert was quiet for a moment, considering. What specifically are you concerned about? Dorothy hesitated. I've been noticing things. She's been losing weight. She's secretive about where she goes, who she's with. Last week I found her crying in her room at 2 in the morning, and when I asked what was wrong, she said nothing and locked the door. Robert felt a familiar tightness in his chest. Have you talked to your mother about this? I tried. She said Barbara's just stressed about college admissions and that I was overreacting. Dorothy's frustration was evident. But Dad, I study this stuff. I know what early warning signs look like. I'm not saying Barbara's in crisis, but I think she needs more attention than she's getting. Robert stood and walked to the window, looking out at the mountains with his back to her. Four daughters. Four completely different people with four sets of needs, dreams, and problems. When did it all become so complicated? He turned back to Dorothy. I'll talk to her today. And Dorothy? Thank you for paying attention. For caring about your sisters. We're family, Dad. That's what we're supposed to do, right? After Dorothy left, Robert sat in silence for several moments before picking up his phone and dialing.